From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Volume 3 of Our American West by Gary McCarthy. Now let's begin with Our American West. Chapter 1. Roadrunners, our sagebrush clowns. Anyone who has watched the Roadrunner cartoons and seen that speedy bird leave poor Wile E. Coyote in the dust will suspect that the Roadrunner is not only a fast, but also a very funny bird. To begin with, I think they look out of proportion. Too much tail and head, both of which flatten out when the bird accelerates into overdrive. Roadrunners seem to love to race things just for sport. Old-time freighters and stagecoach drivers crossing southwestern deserts recalled with great amusement how roadrunners would boldly burst out of the sagebrush and challenge them to a race, and how they would nearly always win it. How fast are they? Well, they really are not as fast as our cartoon Earth Scorcher, but they would leave most of us gasping in their dust. They can run about 15 miles an hour, then stop and turn on a dime. I've seen them frantically racing after a lizard, then dive into a clump of sagebrush and fly out like a bullet, usually with the hapless lizard flopping in their beaks. I'm told it's their long tail that allows them to change direction so quickly. I suppose that their tails act much like the air flaps on a plane and the rudder of a ship. At top speed, they really do stretch out like a flying missile. But when braking, that tail pops straight up, applying an air brake. While they are superior runners, roadrunners are pretty ridiculous-looking birds, with their brown and white feathers smeared with black and their fright wig hairdo that stands straight up. They look, well, daffy. Sometimes they act daffy, too. For example, if a cat should try to ambush a roadrunner, the bird might very well start racing around and around in frantic circles when it knows that it could just as easily fly away to safety. But then if we had the speed and agility of a roadrunner, we'd probably flaunt it, too. Did you know that you can never track a roadrunner, even if you had a reason? While most birds have three toes that point forward and one back, the roadrunner, being a member of the cuckoo family, has two toes pointing forward and two back. When it walks, it leaves tracks that look like big X's. The Hopi tell a story about roadrunners that saved their ancestors from pursuers by covering up their tracks with those X's. Since then, the Hopi have honored the bird. Other southwestern tribes drew a symbol of the roadrunner's tracks whenever one of their people died, because the unusual tracks would confuse any evil spirits that might follow a departing soul. Roadrunners have no pretensions about being connoisseurs. If given the choice, they prefer ordinary lizards. Old-timers swear that some particularly industrious roadrunners keep a captive stock of live lizards and just harvest off their tails, which lizards are constantly shedding. But I don't think we should believe those old-timers who just love to pull a Windy every chance they get. Another popular tale is how roadrunners kill snakes. Many of those same Windy old-timers will describe how the roadrunner can break off cholla cactus spikes and fence in rattlesnakes. Yep, you heard that right. When the snakes grow weak from circling around and around in their cholla corral, the roadrunner will hop into the spiny enclosure and finish off a rattler with its long, sharp beak. Now, this may be a little hard to believe and stretches the imagination, but roadrunners are smart little buggers, so you never can be sure of what they're capable of doing. What is true is that the roadrunner is a snake killer of some renown. He will also eat small birds, grasshoppers, beetles, and bugs, most anything that wiggles and can be swallowed is fair game for these curious and voracious birds. Early day horse and wagon travelers would often...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?